Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
There was a celebrity sighting in Phoenixville yesterday. I'll tell you who was there and what was going on coming up. But first, Sam Hunt has some news. He's got a new album coming out, which we've been impatiently waiting for. And also a new tour coming out next year.
It's been nice to dig in on a full project. And I haven't really done that since my first record. So it's been a little while since I've been in the studio every day. Not necessarily coming up with lyrics and melody, but coming up with just guitar parts and figuring out what the music's going to sound like. So that's a whole nother deal, but it's fun.
So we're looking forward to that, and I'm glad to hear that things are looking a little bit better for Sam since his DUI arrest.
Yeah, it's great. He can focus on the music now and try to get over that.
Kate Winslet was the one who was spotted in Phoenixville last night. Bridge Street was closed down so they could do some filming for her new show, Mayor of Easttown.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
I don't think this is it.
Wearing
though.
This. All right. Wearing only this.
Oh,
easy there.
Vixen.
Oh, Phoenixville, for God's sake, Kate.
And if you love yourself some KFC, then you definitely want in on this. Walmart.com just started selling their Kentucky Fried Chicken Fire Logs. They cost $18.99, and they smell like Kentucky Fried Chicken with 11 herbs and spices.
Oh, my God.
Last year, the log sold out in 3 hours. So I'm looking at the site right now.
It's on sale right now?
It's on sale right now. So you can buy it. Yeah, it is, like I said, it's $18.99. I'm looking at the reviews. It has 4.9. It got stars.
Who would not give it a 5?
And well, 2 people gave it 4 stars, and 23 people gave it 5 stars. So,
oh my gosh,
you know, this
I don't
is
even have a fireplace, and I want one just to put it on the table, light it. That would smell fantastic.
Yeah, like maybe I'm not even going to suggest what I was going to suggest because someone's going to do it and burn their house down. But Dave,
are you going to get one?
I kind of want to, but I also don't have a fireplace. But I want in on this before they're all gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you actually need to light it? I would think once you unwrap it, you could just smell it, couldn't
you? Probably could. Yeah, but it's funny because they have pictures of it, and it looks like a roast. It looks like it comes, it's a fire log, and it's wrapped in paper, and then you... Mm-hmm. You unwrap the paper, but you leave the log in the paper, and you put it in your fireplace and then light the paper.
Okay.
So, right? So, it looks like a roast in the oven.
Oh, that looks great.
You know? But it smells.
Oh, it smells so fantastic.
Those 11 herbs and spices.
I would want to bring it everywhere. I would probably wrap it up like a baby and just walk around with it.
You could put it in one of those little that papoose, like a baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
And carry it around like that.
Oh, my gosh. It'll be right there in front of you the whole time.
And people be like, oh, my gosh, you have a little, you smell like chicken.
Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So there are some Amazon customers that are ticked off, and for good reason. I'll tell you why coming up. But first, Brad Paisley thinks he's special, had about 6.5 million viewers on Tuesday night, and he wants to thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you had a blast. I know we did. And if you want to find more clips of this, we're posting them on our YouTube page if you'd like to watch any of that again. I had a great, great time. Thanks to all the great performers, and thanks for watching Brad Paisley Thinks He's Special.
There's a British company called Game that's selling Christmas dinner in a can, Dave.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't this sound delicious? It's 11 layers.
Oh, my God.
It's called Christmas Tinner.
How big is this can?
It's a single serving, I think. All right. It's popular with gamers because they can eat it without having to move from their game. So this is the whole idea, okay? But it features scrambled tofu, tempeh bacon, vegan cheese, olives, grapes, mushroom, Wellington, gravy, bread, sauce, peppery vegan pigs in a blanket.
Oh my God.
Stuffing, roasted butternut squash, parsnips, carrots, spiced red cabbage, custard, and chocolate cake.
That is a lot in one kit. Would you try it?
Absolutely, I would. Because that's all food. I mean, tofu. I feel like once you get past those first layers, it might start to taste. Who am I kidding? It's going to be disgusting.
It's going to be awful.
But I totally would. I told you Baby Yoda is one of those gifts that it's huge.
Yeah, from The Mandalorian. Yeah.
Anything Baby Yoda this year. Well, it turns out that there are a whole bunch of people that already have Baby Yoda tattoos.
I was just
on Mashable, and there's a picture of a guy whose tattoo shows Baby Yoda drinking White Claw. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
do you think that tattoo will make any sense in about 10 years?
No, not at all. That's crazy. Meanwhile, there are some Amazon customers that are really ticked off because on Black Friday, they ordered Nintendo Switches, right? Because they had a great price.
Yeah, the hottest thing.
Instead of getting the Switches in the mail, they received batteries, books, and tambourines.
Tambourines.
Amazon apologized for the mix-up. They're not sure how it happened.
What do you think a kid would do if you got them a Nintendo Switch? Like, you didn't even look. You just wrapped the box without even looking, and they opened it up, and there's a tambourine.
And there's a tambourine. That would be devastating, I would think. But, I mean, check the boxes, right?
Please.
Super important.
Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So, who is your celebrity crush? Because I know Thomas Rhett's, and we're going to talk about that coming up. What is happening right now? There's a lot going on. It sounded like a bunch of birds in the hallway.
Yeah. I like how it's intern Shannon's last day, and she's so given up. The microphones are on, and she's just walking in nuts.
I know. She did it a couple times already. Yeah,
but she brought us brownies.
She took your headphones.
We will allow it.
Those brownies were bonkers delicious. So yes. Thanks so much, Mrs. Shannon, because those were good. That's her name. Okay, so someone was spotted in Phoenixville yesterday.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, wearing this.
All right.
Wearing only this.
Woo! Yeah, Kate Winslet. Only she had a lot more on. It was cold. Bridge Street was closed down so they could do some filming of her new show, Mayor of Easttown. So that was yesterday. Walmart just started selling their Kentucky Fried Chicken Fire Logs. Yummo. They cost about $19, and they smell like KFC fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Here's the deal, though. Last year, those logs sold out in 3 hours. So it is there's a limited amount. Last time I checked, they are still available. But you want to act quickly because they're finger-licking good. That's what I hear.
It's a finger-licking Kentucky fried chicken, a finger-licking good day.
I mean, right?
Honestly, if one of those is in someone's fireplace, I'm sticking my head in the fireplace to lick it. It's just going to smell amazing. You know, I'm going to turn my microphone off.
That doesn't make any sense, Dave.
Oh, God, it's going to be so good.
Okay. All right, and now let's turn it back on because I want to talk to you about Thomas Rhett. So he just did a big interview with GQ Magazine, and he was talking about his celebrity crush.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think Thomas Rhett's celebrity crush is?
I guess he could make it awkward and make it another country person, like a Carrie Underwood or a Blake Shelton.
That would be super awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
Either?
Neither.
It's not a country person at all?
No. It's an actress that he saw in a movie.
Scarlett Johansson. Be a logical choice, right? Can't go wrong with Scarlett Johansson. No?
That's not really. I wouldn't imagine that she's his type, though. Do you think?
I don't know. Well, what is his type? Who do you
Rachel think? McAdams.
She's fun.
She is.
Yeah, she's
right?
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. All right.
Well
yours?
Done, Thomas Rhett. Mine?
Yeah.
Well, since she's taken and you don't approve of Scarlett Johansson.
I do.
Guess
I
I'll
like Scarlett Johansson.
To,
I feel like she's more your type than she is his type.
Margot Robbie.
Of course. Oh, my gosh. You talk about her all the time.
Do you think she's listening?
Yeah. And your buddy, Chris Young, also loves Margot Robbie.
See?
Yes. You guys are BFFs.
All right.
You guys
just need to take a trip to Australia and visit her.
Donnie. Celebrity crush.
Gordon Shumway.
Alf.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.